Animation Damnation loyal Patreon subscriber. I'm Andrew Jupin, alongside Christopher Cabin and Steven Sadak. We are here to talk about a confounding episode of the popular cartoon Pokemon. The episode in question, Go West, Young Meowth. Original air date, supposedly, October the 9th, 1999. Season 1, episode 72, maybe. It's hard to work your way around these Pokemon.
Because it aired three different times, three different nationalities, yeah, and all sorts of languages.
Also, because the original title was Meowth Boulevard.
Oh, by the way, before you ask, Eric Siska has been stuck in a video game. So
yeah, he's
still stuck in a video game.
Yeah. Well, now actually he was, but now he's in a little ball.
Oh, the Pokeball.
Andrew threw a ball and he just went in there.
What kind of Pokemon would he be? Would it be a fire Pokemon? Would it be the electricity Pokemon, maybe? What are we thinking?
Oh, you know what he is?
What's that?
He's that poison thing with the gas they sent that just makes the sign.
I was going to say, he's one of the farters.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a farter.
If you're not here, you're a farting Pokemon. How about that? I do want to quickly credit at Miss Ghost America, all one word, on Twitter for recommending this episode. I would have found it. We wanted to do a Pokemon because we're obvious. Detective Pikachu is out probably right now or whatever.
It comes out sometime in the month of May.
And
or
like,
April?
May 10th, I think.
May 10th.
So, it's probably out already. And, we wanted to do a Pokemon. We've done two already. We did that weird Beauty and the Beach episode.
Eep.
We did that one about the ghost Pokemon, which asked a whole bunch of questions 100 years ago.
Oh, right.
With Astley.
Friend of the show and friend of your family, Mark Sadak.
Yes, a member of my family. Yeah, but so this is our third outing, and I was like, I don't know what to do. I asked Twitter, this was a great selection because it's so fucking bizarre.
It's so fucking bizarre. This is like a weird Hollywood tale wrapped inside a Pokemon episode. And may I remind you,
please,
for some reason.
Yes. And it's actually fitting because the movie's coming out. Here's my hot take on the movie, which I have not seen.
Detective Pikachu, you mean.
Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
Why did we not just make a regular Pokemon movie? Like a regular, degular, you cast a kid as Ash, you cast kids as Roxy and all the bit. You just go out and you do it.
This is so simple, though, because fucking the Napster guy walked in and said, maybe put a little hat on him.
Yeah.
That was the whole pitch to me. Yeah, you put the little fucking coat and the hat on him, and he's fucking there.
You know what it looks like to me?
Sure.
It looks like, and I may regret saying this after I see it.
Sure.
But it looks like a better executed Happy Time Murders.
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to take this property, put it in a world that normally doesn't play in.
Exactly.
And see what happens.
And I will say, the they look good.
They do.
In the trailer, they look good.
That's why, I mean, me as sort of not even a casual fan, but someone who's interested in this franchise, I'm like, I kind of would have just saw the regular one. Like, whatever that was, like, with these graphics, with this budget.
That's what's interesting, though, because for me, and I know people love it. I know that it is a worldwide phenomenon.
And people do love the Detective Pikachu. That's an already established thing.
Oh, it's a thing?
It's a thing, yeah, yeah. Okay. I think there's a game that came out already.
But, for me, a kid throwing a ball and these cartoons fucking fight each other, I couldn't care less. I don't care. And it's fine that you like it.
Sure.
I don't. But this is a way for those people to enjoy it and for me to be like, wait a second. That looks kind of funny. You get both.
Yeah,
that way.
I think it's
smart.
It's a smarter move.
I think it's another Breathalyzer movie.
Yeah, you got to be high as balls to enter. You must be this high to ride the ride.
12 or younger, or you're high as shit.
Got it. Yep.
I don't want to hear about no fucking 26-year-old going to this movie stone cold sober.
Oh, they will. They will in droves, my friend. This is their child.
Oh, straight edge, and it's time to go watch Detective Pikachu.
Time to go to the movies with some water and Wheat Thins.
Ooh, that sounds like a good day, actually. So this episode, there is a movie being... it starts off with Ash. They're all training for another one of their fucking Poke conventions.
Why do you gotta train?
Well, that's the thing. Wouldn't you be training with books? Because it's all about math, basically. It's like, this Pokemon beats that Pokemon. That Pokemon beats this Pokemon. If he draws a Charmander, I want to do a fucking Bulbasaur. You know what I mean? Like, it's that one of
it's
those.
It's all Moneyball.
it's all
Money Pokeball.
You just got to read Michael Lewis's Money Pokeball book, and you'll be fine. So you should be reading, but they're like trying to do exercises.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look, you just got to summon Chris Pratt, okay? Do that. He's cheap. He'll come out, and he'll do his job.
Yeah, actually, that's true. At least Chris Pratt isn't in this new movie. That's good.
That is a good thing.
Was Chris Pratt in a previous Pokemon
movie? No, just
movie?
He's in those Jurassic World movies.
Oh, sure.
He's in a lot of movies.
To Chris's point, the dude's in a lot of movies.
So is Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, well, that's... All right, last thing on this movie.
Yeah.
I just wish you hired a different voice actor. Because yes. Ryan Reynolds doing Ryan Reynolds as a voice is already happening in popular culture. It's uninspired. And it's also like, so he's Deadpool?
Right. He is Deadpool.
Yes.
Like, that's what he, it's such a, the one thing I give those movies
yes.
is that he is perfect for that role.
Exactly.
And he right. does it great. But now you can't do fucking Pikachu. You can't even do Charmander, as like, far as I'm concerned.
Or you do, like, you fucking nut up like Bradley Cooper and fucking find a voice. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
do a voice. Like, you're an actor, do a voice.
Ooh, don't ask him to work. Don't you fucking dare ask Ryan Reynolds to work.
I mean, he is just talking like a pleasant Canadian in both of those movies.
It's the same thing. It's like, okay. You know, you close your eyes, you wouldn't know which movie you're watching, except you might say boobies in one.
When Ryan Reynolds... In those Deadpool movies, by the way, when he's not face-off burned yeah. Wade Wilson, is he still acting?
I think he is, because he's getting in that ridiculous shape to do it. I think that that's part of it for
so
him.
He is under that mask? Okay.
I mean, aside from the stunts, obviously. But
yeah. And how in shape was he for Detective Pikachu?
Very. I mean, I think that's just a natural thing
and
for him at
the time. I don't know. I mean, I'll have to see the movie, but I don't think Pikachu calls anybody fuck butter.
Yeah. Not,
well, he not should.
So they get invited. They get an invite to a new movie called Pokemon in Love.
Ew.
And the cover image is Jiggly.
Erotic.
It's erotic. It's Jigglypuff and the Platypus one. Like, it's like the lust caution image. Dude. Yeah. Like, it's like what are we talking about?
Unsimulated.
I read up a little bit. Apparently, this was all set up. The episode before this.
Oh, I like this.
They made that movie.
Oh, really?
And
oh,
that
fuck.
Is an advanced Jigglypuff named like Tillyjuff or some fucking
sure,
thing.
Sure, yeah, totally.
Tittlyjuff.
And like Mallard Duck.
Yeah,
like
whatever
duck
the
Sipes or something
yeah, yeah,
like
dude.
That.
So and, then, the, yeah, who? So they're pushing into each other and making shit happen.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah. It looks like they're actually smashing.
Smashing
that's a Smash Brothers, my friend.
They should roll around in the ocean and make out. That would be a better scene.
I thought this was for kids.
Mom, it is. Shut up. And there's also, I don't know if this dude is a Pokemon or a fucking weirdo. There's this clown mopping the floor. What, did anyone see this dude?
Mr. Mime.
That guy freaks me out, dude. He's in the trailer for Detective Pikachu.
Oh, so he's a Pokemon.
It's a Mr. Mime. That's
Mr. Mime?
Yeah, that's the name of the character.
What is he, like the pervert of the team?
Yes. He's like, the Joker of fucking Pokemon.
Oh, twisted, dude.
Fair enough.
Well, I mean, no, so you somebody plays like a Mewtwo, which is a very high Pokemon, yeah. as I understand it. And you're like, how am I going to beat this guy? I'll play Mr. Mime, and then they'll probably just be disgusted and have to leave. Like,
yeah.
You know what? You win, dude. I don't want to look at that guy.
They'll be creeped out. They'll just back away.
Yeah, you don't want to play as Mr. Mime in the video game because you just keep on going to court.
So, Brock, Ash... Roxy? Is she Roxy? I believe she's Roxy.
Yeah, there's a Roxy somewhere.
Yeah,
are they the team with
the team,
Meowth,
yeah.
the Rocket Team Rocket?
No, that Team Rocket is Jesse and James. That's
oh, okay.
Ash, they all are like, hey, we're going to Hollywood. Yay!
You know what this reminded me of? Remember that Tiny Toons episode where they're invited to the Academy Awards, I believe?
Oh, I do kind of remember that.
And
yeah.
it's like they're kidnapped by that scientist.
Yes, yes. It reminds me very much of that.
I'm only reminded of it insofar as it's cartoon characters going to Hollywood.
Was that in the Tiny Toon movie?
No, the movie is in Summer Vacation.
Summer
only.
Vacation, yes. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's like they get invited to the Oscars or something, or they think they are, and they're actually invited by this mad scientist to some laboratory.
Did that piece of shit Max be invited to?
I don't recall, but at the end of the episode, I think the scientist has his head put on a chicken.
That sounds
okay.
right.
Okay. Yeah.
He got his. Don't worry about it.
You don't fuck with the Tiny Toons. They play for keeps. And so they're going
to
go. And
see
like,
all the stars and starlets. Weird.
And we cut to Team Rocket, who don't get an invite, but they're like, we're going to crash anyway. And Meowth starts wearing a trench coat. And I don't know why. I guess he's
well,
in
again,
a,
all those appearances in court.
I think it's because he's in a I think he's in like a reminiscent mood. He wants to like put, you know, you want to put your hands in pockets or something.
Well, gotta put them somewhere.
You remember the first scene we see with Team Rocket?
Please.
Where they're on ladders on like near a billboard.
Near
for
a
this
billboard
thing,
of the movie.
And they're just like megaphoning to each other.
Yeah.
It's the most bizarre thing I've seen in this fucking series.
Well, these incestuous teens. They love each other and they're in love with themselves. So of course they're going to have spotlights on a billboard for a movie they're not in.
And Miata's like, "Oh, Hollywood, a place I'd rather forget." And I'm like, "Wait, what?"
This was another one of me watching this like, "Oh, they're doing what?"
Well, cuz again, I'm sure like 75% of the episodes it is we roll into a town. Yep. This guy's got that Pokeball. I've got this Pokeball. They're going to smash each other at the
end
of
the game.
Even
the Beauty and the Beach one, they had a fight at the end of it.
Yes.
This one is mostly absent of a Poke fight.
Most of it is eating. Most of it is like, "Where are the rice balls? We're going to get rice balls. Yeah, we're going to eat the rice balls right here. Oh, those rice balls were great."
That was a question I had because, like, again, it's the porting stuff where, like, in those episodes with the rice balls, like, what a delicious cheeseburger. Because it's like, you know, it's a Japanese show. You port it to America. So was it Hollywood in the original version? Because, like, why would Meowth be in America? Because it's like the episode is called Go West, Young Meowth, or whatever.
I feel like it would have to be because we also get a, what is his name? Cleveland Spielbug?
Oh, yeah, we get one of those.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely an after-the-fact thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, the world is aware of Hollywood.
Well, sure,
and
yeah.
I think it's like, oh, there's a big Hollywood movie coming out. We're going to the Hollywood premiere.
That makes sense, yeah. So that's
what, but what was it in Japan then? Yoshitoru Tozu?
No. I'm saying I think in the Japanese version, they still went to Hollywood.
Oh, okay,
and it was still called Hollywood because globally, Hollywood is a known thing.
Yeah. So Meowth is like, "Yeah, I'd rather be..." So then we get this voiceover of Meowth and like his hard scrabble upbringing. Like he was like a little kitten and he was trying to get food and they hung him for it.
Dude, he's like, and he's not hung by the
neck,
but he's like left to dry out in the sun.
And it's not even for food. It's because he's going to eat a baseball.
That's right, because he thought they were rice balls. He's like,
right.
"Oh, I'm so hungry, I'm a Meowth."
So you spill a baseball and then you kill a cat.
Yeah, dude.
Also, who's
Ed
like
Gein shit, man?
Who's setting up this trap?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like this baseball coach is fucking yelling at him. He's like, "Now you're gonna die up there.
This is what happens when you don't get the third base."
"Oh, you wanna bite my baseball, you little fucking cat? You fucking cat! No, you kids watch it. You kids watch it.
You watch him starve to death."
Yeah. "This is the killer instinct I was telling you about.
You listen to me. Betsy left me a week ago. This is all I've got left. I spent my last dollar on those baseballs. Kids playing sports. It's important."
And whilst he's hung up, he sees a drive-in movie theater of just another cat enjoying himself in a movie.
Yeah, which is weird. He's like, "You know, I saw this cat eating all sorts of food and drinking all sorts of milk. And I was like, where's he going? Turned out Hollywood.
So I thumbed my way across the country, had to do some things I wasn't terribly proud of, but I made it to Hollywoods.
I made friends with this guy named Rizzo, and we went to Andy War Dog's factory.
I sucked my way west."
Oh, come on.
"Meowth was a prostitute for older hens."
"Yeah, we were talking about them boogie balls, am I right?
How do you think I got the name Meowth? Before that, I was just called Carl the Cat."
Oh, man.
Yeah,
dude. But he gets to Hollywood.
Sure does.
He's looking for ice cream and fried chicken, by the way.
That's
the
right.
Ice cream, very well animated. The chicken, what are we talking about here?
It just looks like a brown lollipop.
It does.
It's really fucking bad.
It looks like a power-up in a video game.
That's the thing, is there's some video game where they use this exact image, and I couldn't think of it.
Oh, really?
It's maybe like the bone through the thing, maybe.
Yeah.
It was driving me nuts.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you're right. It's the bone is through the piece of meat, right? And it comes out the other end.
It's driving fucking the last 13 hours of my life dominated from this stupid thing.
We cut back really quickly from this Meowth story to the kids and Pikachu, and like they also have gotten to Hollywood at this point. And they're like, oh, Hollywood, glitz and glamour. And they're all like dressed in tuxedos. Yeah. One of the girls does a fucking Marilyn Monroe and the 7-Year Itch parody.
That's Ash's mother.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, Mrs. Ash.
Is he making a video game about her?
See our episode on Serenity to figure that one out. But no, I think that this is like a fantasy because like they show that. They're like, oh, cool, Hollywood. Yeah. And then they show, but it's like dumpy and shitty and they're dressed as they are.
Right.
So like, is it Brock's fantasy? Like, oh man, I'd like to watch your mom dress as Marilyn Monroe, man.
I think it's got to be Brock.
Yeah, dude, that guy's
a pervert. I
don't think
be anybody else.
Because he's the guy that always wants to fuck. Because Ash is like, I want to go play with Pokeballs and learn how to be the best. And he's like, I want to fuck chicks, man.
Yeah, you well, that's man, how they get into all that Trouble and Beauty and the Beach. Yeah, he's fucking hard as a rock.
If Pikachu went through the demands of learning English, I think this is what would finally come out.
Oh, this is Pikachu's fantasy. He's like, it's like he's like trying to like secretly like, oh, I'll help you clean up, Mrs. Ash. That's fine. I'm okay.
As long as I get to see those gams.
Pika. Oh, Pika.
Pika. Achoo. Oh, Pikachu.
And this is Meowth is with them or with the team or something, the twins. And he's
team
like,
Rocket,
I got to go for a little while. I got to take care of some personal business.
And they're like, okay, Cat, see you later.
We're just going to sit here in 69 until you get back. Hooray.
And it's amazing because, again, he's got this jacket. He's like, this place ain't what it used to be. And it's just like this weird, like, rueful, like, poignant Meowth.
Where is the saxophone? You need some sad saxophone right here.
It's also weird just because the voice is Brighton Beach. What is this?
I don't know.
It's a great question because, like, as we learn, apparently all Pokemons can talk. So long as they, you know, learn English, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Go, you know what, dude? Welcome to America. Learn English, you fucking Pokemon.
Learn English, you little cat animal monster thing.
Oh, yeah. Go west, young Meowth. Learn English, young piece of shit.
Yeah, you're a fucking yellow jelly ball with a lightning tail. Tell me what you want and don't say fucking Pikachu at me again. I don't Pika nothing, motherfucker. You peek a motherfucker.
You speak American here, god damn it.
Charmander, is that Asianese?
Yes, it's Asianese.
And his personal business, he's having this flashback to, like Steve said, stealing the ice cream and chicken from the restaurant, and he gets kicked out, and he meets like a gang of Meowth.
It's like there's a bunch of Meowths, and again, like, my question is, do cats exist or are they only Meowths? Are all cats Meowths?
No, I think there's probably a real cat floating around.
So the Pokemons are dead. So they're around. There's a gang of them. But there's like an evolved version, which is like this Persian motherfucker. And
which, yeah, they just call him the Persian.
And he's just like, meh, meh.
Yeah, what is he? The Persian? Is he a fucking character in Snatch?
The Persian.
Well, he looks like a Persian cat, but at the same time, he's just like bigger and stronger.
Well, he's horny. That's why he sounds like that.
Well, meow, meow.
I will bring this up. When I look at Meowth, my first thought is not Meowth.
Yeah, that's true. And so he invites him to be part of his gang.
Right.
And then now they're all in on it together. And they keep robbing the one store. I mean, like,
come on, guys. There's other places to get chicken and ice cream in L.A.
And he finds this female Meowth in a window that he's really horny for.
He runs across the highway. I think he's, like, running across the fucking 405 here.
And, like, he's like, oh, meow, meow, meow.
The gag is he causes, like, a massive pileup. Oh. Like, there's people who are dead. Because this cat was horny.
That's what happens with cats, dude. They get in heat and you steer the fuck clear.
They're going to kill us all!
That's why Bob Barker wanted those fuckers fixed. All of them.
They're going to start crashing cars all over the 405 if you don't get your cat fixed.
Well, please, if you want your family to survive, you better get your cat fixed.
Please get your cats, dogs, and Pokemon spayed or neutered.
Pikachu!
Oh, yeah, dude.
Dude, clip it. like he causes this pile up. He sees this cat, this female Meowth in the window.
Which you can tell because she's got a bow in her hair.
Absolutely.
extra,
and she got a necklace.
Oh, yeah, she's a lady one. She's a lady one.
Fancy necklace.
Wear jewelry around her neck.
It's what ladies do. They like fancy necklaces.
It's a girl cat.
And this Meowth has like a rich old lady owner.
Yeah.
And she's like, I just bought you this diamond studded Pokeball. Let's go, Meowth.
And he realizes very quickly that this is a lady of high tastes. Right. And, you know, just a regular street Meowth isn't going to be able to do it. So no, he.
It's a reverse Pretty Woman.
And you would think he would like be like, oh, I'm going to get all sorts of money. He's like, no, I must become human.
Which is weird. I don't know how he makes this 1-2 thing here. Yes, where he's like, oh boy, I want to fall in love with this lady fair. You know what she probably loves? Human beings and Pokemon who act like them.
And like he finds some dance studio.
He's like spying on these ballerinas, dude. It's weird.
And he starts to walk on two legs, but it's shown to be very painful to him, which is like either it's something a fun Pokemon can do, or it's not.
But that's a true thing, though, because I was seeing this article a while back about like there's people out there who train certain dogs to walk on their hind legs exclusively.
For
you're like a fucking street person, and
My cats or my dog's on two legs. Look, give me a quarter for it.
Like it's doing a trick, but it's horrible for them because it puts way too much weight on their hips.
Oh, yeah.
So they're, like, killing these dogs.
Because they're evolved to walk a certain way.
Yeah, exactly. But you want people to throw fucking coins in a coffee cup, you're going to teach that dog to walk on hind legs. And so that's what this fucking monster's doing.
Exactly. And he's, like, walking, and it's like the first scene in, or the last scene in Revenge of the Sith there when Darth Vader starts to walk a little bit.
One step at a time, Darth.
You're doing so great, Darth. You're doing just one more today. Just give me two more steps. How about that? Two more steps, Darth.
Oh, my God. Him in, like, physical therapy?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I keep falling between the parallel bars.
My wife is dead, and I don't know where my children are. Just come on. Just come right to me. Right to me. You're right here.
Think about the hate, Darth. Think about the hate, buddy.
Next to him is Steve Carell in Welcome to Marwen.
He's doing like aqua therapy. This is ridiculous.
My bodysuit keeps shocking me. I shouldn't be submerged in this pool.
Weirdly, I can't breathe underwater with this helmet. I don't know why.
That should be a feature of Vader's
helmet. I wouldn't pay for it. It was extra. You wanted me to pay for an amphibious Vader suit? I don't think so.
Now, Palpatine, I know you want him ready to go in 2 weeks, but I'm telling you, his therapy needs longer.
You're going to do it.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to make him walk now.
We have a big gala, and I'm unveiling him.
All right, we're going to need at least 5 more medicine balls.
Come on, Vader. You got this, buddy. Now I want to see this beautiful story of hope triumphing over adversity.
It would win an Academy Award.
Yeah, it's a stronger Vader.
It would be. You know why? Because the physical therapist would be a black person.
Of course. And as always.
Darth Vader, you know, they're going to learn some friendship. Maybe he's going to give him a ride somewhere.
Totally.
Please don't make Mahershala Ali do it.
Oh, God.
I please don't do that.
Wow. What an interesting and inspiring story. A white person talking to a black person.
Vader's folding up a pizza and eating it.
Here's how you eat fried chicken, physical therapist.
Man, thank you. Sucks. Thank you. I quit, Palpatine.
Oh, man. So, yeah, he's also, I don't know what, I guess it's like an acting academy or something, because these ballerinas are also taking singing lessons.
Yes. Well, it's like, it's very, what do you call it? They're Pygmalion.
Pygmalion is the actual one.
Yeah, Pygmalion's the actual one.
My Fair Lady.
It's like,
oh, yeah, you're right.
She sells seashores. She sells seashells down by the seashore.
There it is.
And that's the thing they have to like learn how to say and enunciate.
Right.
And he's like just, and it's like kind of hilarious because this cat's like, meow, 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 meow.
Then he's like, yeah, but one day it just started clicking and I could read all these books and shit.
And then I ordered my first malted.
Yeah, exactly.
An egg cream.
And so he's like, he's learning how to sing and shit. So he like presents himself to this lady, Meowth.
And then she throws up because he's an abomination at this point.
Yeah.
He's like, what have you done to yourself?
Why are you speaking in their tongue?
It was really, is he the first fucking Pokemon to think of this?
He must be, because again, like, you never, because the whole show is everybody's like, Charmander, Pikachu, and then right. That's all they do. They growl and fart and all sorts of shit. But he's the only one that ever has the fucking gumption to start walking and talking.
Is he the only one that they're like comfortable saying like wants romantic or sexual, like,
yeah,
like they don't want ice elbow or whatever the fuck other ones well, they have.
Well, you can't do it with Pikachu because he's like supposed to be like a little baby.
Like a baby person. Yeah, yeah.
He's, well, which he's, I feel like angelic. This detective movie is, oh, he's squash.
Fucking. He's gonna be fucking. Yeah. He's gonna look at. I guarantee you, at some point in this movie, some sexy lady's gonna walk by Pikachu.
Yep.
And he's gonna clock her. He's gonna turn his head and clock her. I'm like, not bad, Ryan Reynolds.
Let me add on to that. His tail becomes erect.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
They just might slip it in there.
And please, Mr. Mime definitely fucks.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Don't be playing with me on this one.
Well, because
the people he's fucking don't want him to be fucking.
I don't like Pokemons that look human. That's disgusting.
Yeah. It's true.
Like, he's a person.
It's a person's face that has legs for arms.
Yeah, it's... No.
Yeah.
And he kind of looks like Stephen Wright, by the way.
Yeah, he does. He makes an appearance in that Detective Pikachu trailer. It's unsettling.
Mm-hmm.
Mime.
Is that all he says?
I don't know.
Oh.
Mime.
But I assume since all the other ones just talk other than meow.
Oh, that's true. What if his thing that he said was just, I have a human face. I have a human face.
I'm your nightmare.
That's what it is, dude. His fucking Pokemon powers, he gives you nightmares for eternity.
Of course. It's terrifying. And whatever. She rejects him.
Oh, right, because he's a freak.
And, like, you think, it's like, oh, cool, the story of Meowth. And it, even, you know, like, you know, I've been casually aware of Pokemon for 20 years or whatever, how long it's been. And I'm like, oh, cool, are they going to explain, like, how he joins up with Team Rocket? Nope. Like, you need to find those two on the boardwalk or something. And, like,
yeah,
they're, like, you know, giving Hey Jays or something. And he's like, What if we banded together and took over the world?
Then we could just jerk each other off.
One day I was riding the cyclone out on Staten Island and I met Team Rocket down near the Nathans.
Something, it would be something.
Anything. It'd be literally anything.
Because it doesn't make any sense. Like, also, what is Team Rocket's deal? Like, are they looking for money? Are they looking for fame? Like, how are they getting town to town?
They want it all, dude.
They want it all. Okay.
And they are sucking and fucking their way through the Pokemon tournament.
Mischief makers, I would say. I see. They just like fucking around.
They could be qualified as mischief makers. That's absolutely true. Also, we see the girl Meowth there. Yeah. Getting fucking kicked out on her ass.
Yes,
she's like, oh, I've lost all my money now. Like,
I don't know.
Gamble on that thing. Yeah. Get it in the fights.
Yeah, oh, that's a really good point. Yeah, I guess, I don't know. Meowth's probably don't, like, I don't know, the levels or whatever. You're not going to get that
far.
Oh,
yeah, he's just like a level 2 or something.
No, plus, the registration fees are fucking disastrous.
All the vaccinations.
Mm-hmm. No, the Persians had like a fight club type thing going. Where he just outside the balls. You don't even need these people to do this. Just fucking fight each other, dude, for my fucking enjoyment.
Unsanctioned Pokemon battles. That's a movie.
They're going on, dude. They are absolutely happening.
That fucking bodega that the sign is still on at 3:00 in the morning, mm-hmm. And you always wonder why. Backroom Pokemon fights.
All those like
fights.
Dusty cans of soup. You're like, what are you even selling here? Backroom Pokemon fights.
And also, they're all like off-brand version, like Charmander and Searmander.
Oh, wow. They didn't even get the rights to use their real names.
Brokemon.
Lickachu.
Oh, ew. Yeah.
Lickachu.
They have to be gross, too.
Licka.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, see? There it is.
Oh, ew. And so he like he winds up finding this woman again on the streets, and he's like, oh no, what happened to you? What are you doing with these bums? Because she's with the gang now.
Oh, right, with the Persian gang. Yeah, yeah.
And again, I don't know how much time has passed. It seems like a lot, but it also could have been yesterday.
I think it passes in a Hollywood minute.
And the Persian's like, meow, meow, meow.
I'm fucking this.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, oh. Because like she's going, meow, meow, meow. And he's like, what? You lost all your money and now you need to survive with this gang? That's crazy.
You know, I think I've heard of this. Isn't this Stockholm Syndrome?
Isn't this, though, where...
Blink twice for you're in trouble.
Isn't this where, like, the Team Rocket comes in, though, and they're like, we're going to do a battle right here?
Well, no, because basically the big Persian's like, meow, 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 which is like, you're going to fucking kill me? And he's like, meow, meow, meow. And, like, everyone's going to get him, and then Team Rocket saves the day.
Right, they unleash this one Pokemon. This is the Eric Siska Pokemon. Farts on them. And they, like, gas this fucking cat, dude. It's weird.
And like, and then like the last thing, it's the big Mewth, big Persian versus Meowth.
Yeah.
And they fight each other, and Meowth wins. And like, he's like, that's it. I've done all this stuff. I've learned how to talk. I've learned how to walk. And I beat him in fucking battle. Come on, be my girlfriend. And she's like, no, that guy's just taller. Like, yeah, you know, yep. that guy's just kind of tall and aloof.
You're going to stay with the Persian?
Exactly.
Like, boy.
Oh, I get it. He's 6 feet. I get it.
He's tall, aloof, and he's pretty skinny. That's all you need.
It's funny because the thing I always was thinking about with when the Persian talks, or whatever he's doing, was the asshole from ZZ Top.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's kind of doing that.
You're totally right. Also gross.
Also, yeah. And so she goes with him, and he's feeling dejected. But then Team Rocket's like, oh, you still got us. That's great, right?
Yeah, and he's like, he says, like, yeah, but I'm a freak. And they go, yeah, but he's our freak.
The freak line, they cut to, like, him, like, walking in the rain. It's like this taxi driver shot of him, like, walking down.
And then I was alone, and I was sweeping up cum from the floors.
You know, I went through all that trouble. I went to Harvey Keitel's whorehouse. I saved her, and I got nothing.
Peter Boyle said some pretty racy stuff to me Peter in the diner.
Peter Boyleman.
Boyle. Boyle. Boyles. Boyle. Boyle. Boyle.
And then what's weird is, like, that's the story, and it turns out we've been watching the movie the whole time?
Question mark. And, like, all...
That wasn't even the movie that was advertised on the poster.
Where's the platypus fucking the Jigglypuff?
Great question.
That's what I wanted to see.
Yeah, Sybil Shepherd, we're going to go to a date. Yeah, it's a Swedish movie I saw about in the paper where Jigglypuff fucks a platypus.
I think I should talk to Albert Brooks about this.
No, it's totally fine. I'm getting a bunch of stuff with this porno theater concession stand for some
reason. Brooksimon! It's me, Brooksimon! Running this campaign, Brooksimon!
Scorsese!
That is a Pokemon. Scorsese is absolutely a Pokemon, and he's an electric, electric Pokemon.
That is a Pokemon I would like to see.
Von Trier. Von Trier.
Yeah, it's a sad blood.
Von Trier.
And it's just like the team of heroes, like, sitting in this empty ass huge theater, and they're like, so that was the movie?
Yeah.
And this guy, this weird, like, senior Spielbergo ripoff character or whatever, is like, yeah, that's... I expected this guy to be like, yep, and now you're all my sex slaves.
Yeah, exactly. You've been tricked.
Yep, you're the only ones that followed this fucking totally fake invitation to this huge movie palace. But then Team Rocket crashes this premiere too, and they're fucking singing and high kicking through the whole thing.
And then they're about to lose, and then all of a sudden, Bigelow! It's like fucking Jack Catherine Bigelowmon. And she saves the day.
That'd be pretty sweet.
She makes that weird racist movie that nobody likes.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Detroit worth anything? I never saw it.
I
don't think so. I think it's an overly long torture porn film.
Yeah, it's okay for like 30 minutes, and then you're like, oh, fuck this.
When you realize what that movie is, you're like, oh, there's still like 2 hours and 15 minutes left of this movie. Yeah, I did not care for it in the slightest.
Maybe makes a fun action movie. Maybe Point Break's a fun action movie.
Well, I thought she was a shoo-in for the Black Widow movie. They're the prequel.
Yeah, like, are they still doing that, or are they not?
I think they are.
All right, we'll see.
It's a pre. I mean, it's a prequel, so
there's a weird fake out ending here because Pikachu gets like a Porky Pig esque beep and bleep. That's all, folks. And there's an iris out.
Yeah.
But then the episode keeps going.
Yes.
Like, well, what the fuck is this?
Team
shit?
Rocket has a song. Like, there's a couple of songs in this episode.
Yeah. Because like, that's
Mouth
what I'm talking
is,
about.
Mouth is like doing this on my own song for a little while.
Somewhere, she's thinking of me.
Like, I mean, it is almost exactly the American Tale song.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah. That movie's sad as fuck.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Bring down
Five
the house.
Will Goes West, sadder somehow.
Yeah, sadder for a different reason.
We didn't need to do this. That's sad. This concept is too far. Well, how do you go from being Brooklyn Jew cats or Brooklyn Jew mice to now being in the Old West? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know, but that's James Stewart's final film screen credit, which is just embarrassing.
My great-grandson loved that movie.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going out strong doing the voice of a weird sheriff cat.
Well, they drove a dump truck of money up to my house. Poured it all over me like an ass.
Funerals are expensive, ladies and gentlemen.
Hitchcock never paid me that much money.
Hitchcock.
Shooting eggs at you?
Cock, cock.
Yeah, that's it.
Cock, cock.
And then this was so we were watching this on like Pokemon.com or some shit.
You can watch them all on Pokemon.com.
Watch them all, dude. Gotta watch them all.
Mm-hmm.
And the commercial breaks are built in. Did you notice the thing in the middle of the episode where it was a commercial break and it was like a try to guess the silhouette of this Pokemon. Yes. We'll be right back. Yes. I was like, why are you leaving the games in?
Well, the game is there, and it looks literally like a dried up piece of shit. Whatever this Pokemon is,
it definitely
I was like,
does.
Is it a dried up piece of shit, Amon, or what?
The white dog turds, yes.
Yes, that's exactly. Like, my dog needs to go to the vet, Amon.
It's really gross. But then the end of it is also like, stay tuned after the break for Pikachu karaoke. You're like, what the fuck?
And then they put on this song that sounds exactly like, at least in the beginning, like On Our Own by
Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown. Yeah.
From Ghostbusters 2.
If I was you and you were me and we were Pokemon.
I need to show you guys this.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to play it for the audience.
Straight from the internet ticker.
It is a promotion from Kids WB starring Lou Bega. Has anyone seen this yet?
Nope.
Bega. Bega.
Bega. Bega.
Bega.
What happened?
Uh-oh. Technical difficulties.
Oh, hold up. Sorry. Sorry.
Oh, Steve, what'd you do? You're ruining it.
I went to the wrong one. All right, here we go.
Oh, here we go. Lou Bega.
And now, back to the Kids WB Snow Jam with Lou Bega.
Snow Jam.
It likes to box and move. It likes to chill back in the pool. It likes to ride on a butterfree. It likes to use electricity. It is a shock maker, pokey quaker, bite taker. It is a tail shaker, pika pika. From its chica chica.
Lou Bega, you fucking whore.
Stay tuned for more of the Kids WB Snow Jam. But first, it's a third all new Pokemon next on Kids WB.
First of all, three Pokemons in a morning. You guys need to find some more programming.
Seriously, what else is out there?
But I think that's very clear. Lou Bega saw the cards, what they were like.
Yep.
This is all I got.
Yep.
I've got this one song, and I'm just going to write it out. So
nobody wants to hear Mambo number 6.
And I've got plenty of downers, so I can go through this real quick.
Because it's one thing to be like, I'm hosting the Kids WB.
Yep.
Come on, Pikachu. It's another thing to write a whole fucking song.
Yeah, that stinks.
And he does it the whole morning. Because if you Google Lou Bega Kids WB, there's like 10 of those.
Really?
It's a good time.
Eep.
It is a real good time.
Was anybody embarrassed watching this episode?
Watching this or watching Lou Bega sing to Pikachu?
Well, I was definitely embarrassed watching Lou Bega sing to Pikachu, but what about watching this episode go west, young Meowth?
I was, as always, just a bit confused. I was always just like, wait, what? Like, why don't they just fight each other? And also, like, again, if you're doing a fucking Meowth origin. Meowth begins. Let's get Teen Rocket in there, because I've always been confused by that concept and how they fit together. The cat seems like he's the boss, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
So how do you get to, you know, I don't know.
He's the common sense of the trio,
yeah,
I would
sure.
say. I mean, it is deeply beguiling. I just was watching it in awe and like, what? The accent of the fried chicken that looks like a ham bone, all of it is just so like, yeah. So I can't be embarrassed with something I don't understand.
I guess that's the thing. I was just, again, confused the entire time. Confused about what was going on. Confused about that voice. Confused about the fucking Pikachu karaoke. Confused about why people like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the biggest mystery to me, is what the appeal is. I will never understand it.
I get it. I honestly...
Do you get it?
I do get it. I mean, it just... I like the character design. I think it's fun. I like little monsters fight. That's why I might be in the minority of, like, if you made this into a condensable, understandable 90-minute movie, big blockbustery shit, I would be there for it, honestly.
The Pokemon really do it. Like, the amount of creatures they have is really what pulls it to me.
I guess it could be like a King of the Monsters type movie doing it that way.
Yeah, totally.
Like, and I understand that more than something like Dragon Ball Z, where it's just people fighting.
People fighting ad nauseum for fucking Magic Ball. I mean, that's pretty much the Avengers movies. But people fighting ad nauseum for Magic Balls that do... Yeah, da, da, da.
Yeah, I don't know. But that has been Animation Damnation for this month. Thank you so much for continuing to support our Patreon endeavor. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Peek-a-peek.